to session 4, which is part 2 of session 3. And we're looking at signs that indicate that you may be depressed. Remember that we started this podcast by saying every man has his secret sorrows, which the world knows not, and oftentimes we call a man cold when he's only sad. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow said this. So in our last podcast, we said that you may experience some of the symptoms we're talking about from time to time, but it does not mean that you are depressed. However, if for more than 2 weeks you have felt sad, you have felt miserable for most of the time, then you need to pay attention. We looked at behavior and we talked about things like no longer being outgoing, getting things done, and all of that. Then we talked about feelings, your emotions, being guilty, being irritable, being overwhelmed, being unhappy. And in this podcast, we want to look at your thoughts and what happens in your body. So let's look at thoughts. And I must say very quickly that many times there is a link between the way we think, how we feel, and the way we behave. And that's why your thoughts are very critical in the way your life will turn out or the way your life will run. Remember that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Thoughts would be statements that fly through your mind, such as, I'm a failure. It's my fault. Nothing good ever happens to me. I'm worthless. Life is not worth living. People will be better off without me. One of the very important proponents of the theories of depression, Aaron Beck, tells us that there's what we call the negative triad, and that's a negative view of the self, the negative view of the future, and a negative view of the world. Now, when I say negative view of the world, everyone tends to have a negative view of the world. We tend to look back and say, the world is not as safe as it used to be. In the past, you could travel by road from Kaduna to Lagos at any time of the day, and you weren't worried about whatever it was that could happen. But Beck is saying here that the way we think negatively about ourselves, about the world, and about the future is what is referred to as the negative triad. Now, and these three get one to the point where they are beginning to say, I'm a failure. The world is no good for me. The world is better off without me. And it's a pervasive thought. It's there. You keep thinking, it's just a thought that stays there. And the funny thing about these thoughts is it incapacitates you. You can't get up to do anything. You don't see the reason why you should get up to do anything. Because life, like I would always say, begins in our thought process. And once it's been incapacitated by this series of thoughts, then it's difficult for the person to move. Then we come to the physical. You're tired all the time. You are sick and run down. You have constant headaches, muscle pains, sleep problems, loss or change in appetite, significant weight loss or weight gain, nausea, constant feelings of nausea and disgust. All these will say to you that something is going on inside you. So remember that we've looked at 4 areas for which there are signs that you may be depressed: your physical body, your thought, your feelings or your emotions, and your behavior. Now, follow me to session 5, where we now talk about something really important, and that is what I title Spiritual Depression. Thank you.